Welcome to TBT, a movie podcast where we relive our childhoods through movies. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Miranda, and we do that every day except today, because we're doing something a little bit different. We're talking about Sierra Burgess is a Loser, which is not a throwback, but it kind of feels like it, and there's a few different reasons. We'll kind of like go through why it works, I guess.
Okay, you cut out, sorry.
No, I just stopped talking because you started talking.
I feel like this was an interesting choice that for our great breakthrough into modern movies, I feel like this was an interesting piece to go with.
Yeah. It was born out of regret over not doing To All the Boys I've Loved Before, and it's not the same.
No, it's definitely not the same.
But hey, it's no Kissing Booth, like, you know, it could be worse.
I mean, honestly, like, Kissing Booth was, like, enjoyable to watch, though, as, like, truly, how dare you. As it was. Like, it wasn't, like, unenjoyable. Like, it was still fine, but, like,
I can't agree with that.
This wasn't terrible. It was just, like, really slow to get going.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But yeah, it's also, oh, go ahead.
It's also, like, painfully difficult to watch in that it's, like, it's at parts very relatable.
But, like, also, like, hard. In ways that not, though, because, like, just with her clothes and stuff like that. And I'm like, I get that you're not, like, a twig. Like, that's totally cool. Maybe, like, not wear a turtleneck sweater and mom jeans every single day of your life.
Don't wear a sweater with a poodle on it to a party. Like, I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah. Yeah, like, maybe don't wear a sweater every day when you live in California. Like,
is that confirmed? They lived in California?
I think so, because he went to UCLA, and then she went to Stanford. I think, because that party they went to was in the Hollywood Hills. Like, it was, LA.
Yeah, they like to do that, Netflix, because they just, like, randomly set the Kissing Booth in LA, too.
But, and I just didn't understand, like, I get that it's part of her character, but, like, they really wanted you to, like, feel related to her, and I'm like, I would never let my friends, like, dress like that, you know, like, I would, like, if they really wanted to, like, fit in and, like, feel, you know, be a part of whatever crowd, like, there's nothing wrong with not fitting into that crowd, but, like, if you really want to fit in, maybe, like, start with your sweaters and
good yeah, pants. I don't know, I think she really wanted to fit in, though, because there's, I mean, we'll get to it, but there's a scene where, like, her and her one friend are, like, reading magazines, they're like looking at magazines and stuff, and she's like, oh, I've never really thought before that I like had to look like this, so
I yeah, don't know if- which is yeah which is totally fine, but like I think she they never it's it was weird. That's what I didn't like, is like I didn't really get the point most of the time with this movie. Like, is she wanting to fit in? Because at the end she really wants to fit in, but like at the beginning she's like very opposed to it, and there's no like growth there. Like, they don't show her like growing to want to be more, you know, like of the standard beauty. Like, all of a sudden she's just out of nowhere is like, I want to be, you know, this super hot girl. Like, why can't I be the hot girl? And it's like,
I think it's probably because she sees Jamie liking Veronica, but we'll get to it. Okay, yeah. So this movie was probably a little bit too long. It was an hour it and was, 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was probably 45 minutes too long. It was way too long.
Fair. And the director was Ian Samuels. His known fors are Myrna the Monster from 2015, Caterwaul from 2012, Sierra Burgess is a Loser, this movie, and The Eyes on the Ice from 2011. I have heard of none of those.
Yeah, they're all, like, independent movies. They, like, won Film Fest awards and stuff like that, but, like, they're gross. Not movies anybody knows, you know.
Cool.
But except if you went to, like, the Tampa Film Festival.
the Tampa Film Festival.
Yeah, it was like something really, because I saw that he had awards, and I'm like, oh, cool, something to talk about. And it was like the like Southwest Florida Film Festival best movie. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, that's not an award. You can't say that. Like, that is not the same as like somebody really who won an Oscar. Like, that's bullshit. No,
that's not the same. But for things like you, we do know the things that the main actress Shannon Purser is from. So, do you want to talk about those?
Yeah, yeah. So, headlining this movie is Shannon Purser, who plays Sierra Burgess. Her known for is Our Wish Upon from 2017, Stranger Things from 2016 to 2017, Riverdale from 2017 to 2018, and Sierra Burgess is a loser. Yeah. I have heard of 3 out of 4, so I'm okay.
I think I've heard of Wish Upon. I think she, like, wishes upon a star and then, like, something happens. I don't know. That's a very basic
I think you're plot. Confusing it with Ultimate Christmas Present, but okay.
I guarantee I'm not.
That's a very distinct movie.
Yeah, truly. Brenda Song, not in Wish Upon. But I need to say, like, quickly, and this might be a hot take, but I don't actually think it is, Shannon Purser is the worst part of this movie. Like, it's not 100%. Even for... Not even for her appearance or anything like that, because she's just honestly, like, not a good actress. Like, I don't understand how she works this much.
She is Melba Toast in every way, shape, and form. Like, she is just boring. Like, there is, like, nothing, there's nothing compelling about her, and that's not to say that, like, she's not gorgeous or whatever. She's fine. There's nothing wrong with her, but there's, like, nothing compelling to her character. She kind of, like, sucks. You know, like, I mean, like, I wouldn't want to be friends with her. She kind of, yeah, like, she, like, sucks, and she does, like, but she, like, does her own thing, but, like, she's bitchy about it. Like, I don't know, like, which, like, I wouldn't want to be friends with Veronica either, but, like, I mean, like, they're, I'm just not, like, drawn to either one of them. I think they both suck. Like, they're, like, I look at this movie as an adult, and I'm like, I hope this isn't what high school is like for people now, because, like, like, this is bullshit. Like, these girls are terrible to each other.
Yeah, and that's, like, that's another thing that, like, makes me think of this movie as kind of a TBT, is, like, I would have felt completely differently about this movie if I had watched it 10 years ago when I was, like, 13 years old. Like, I would have felt completely differently about this movie.
I mean, I obviously everybody's high school experience is different, but, like, I don't know of anyone who, like, treated each other like they treated each other in this movie. And, like, no, I obviously it does happen, but, like, that was not my experience. So, like, when they were acting that way to each other, like, just, like, the, like, complete, like, vile things they were saying, I'm just like, wow, that's so fucked up. Like, to say to, and like, then, someone you don't even know that well is kind of crazy.
And then there's also that point where Sierra's like, oh, like, going through high school looking like this, like, do you have any idea what it's like? It sucks. And I'm like, it wasn't that bad.
Like, yeah, no, I think, like, you're blaming
as someone who did go through high school looking like that.
Yeah, well, and I'm like, yeah, same. Like, as you're blaming your, like, high school experience on what you look like when, like, it, there are...
It's fully your personality.
Like, yeah, it's 100% that you just suck. Like, is that to say that there's no, like, heavy girls or heavy people who, no heavy people have friends? Like, what the fuck? Like, it kind of, like, she, like... ruins her own point, you know? It's like, you don't know what it's like. It's like, yeah, everybody knows what that's fucking like, and, like, but they have friends and move on, and they don't, like, treat everybody like shit.
Yeah, but that's, like, really a teenager thing, is, like, actually sucking and thinking that people are just treating you that way because of what you look like. Like, that is very real, like, yeah, for true. A teenager thing, so... Fair.
Oh, yeah, totally true.
I'll give him that. In this movie is Christine Froseth, who plays Veronica. I have no idea if I'm saying her last name right, but probably.
Well, apparently she's going to be the next big thing, so keep an eye out.
I can see it, honestly. I'm like, I'll talk about it later. I have it, like, in a note later on, but... her known for is our junior from 2016, Sierra Burgess is a loser, Prey from 2018, and Apostle from 2018. So, like, she's working.
Yeah, Apostle is this Netflix thriller that's slated to come out in October, and it's about a guy who sets out to rescue his sister, who, like, has joined a cult in 1905. It sounds crazy, but like it I watched a preview incredible. For it and it looks awesome. Yeah, it like I'm like, oh shit, Netflix.
Getting, I wrote in like, the notes. Getting real. That sounds lit as hell.
Yeah, I it, like it looked really good. I'm like, okay, I can see it. Mm-hmm. So also in this movie is RJ Seiler, who plays Dan. He was in Me and Earl and the Dying Girl in 2015, Power Rangers in 2017, War Machine.
He played the blue Power Ranger, which is really yes. cool.
I mean, but like you never see his face, really. You no, know, like but that's like, what sucks about Power
cool
Rangers.
To play a Power Ranger.
Oh like, yeah, that's for a sure. Cool I didn't know there was a resume. 2017 Power Ranger movie. That's why I was like, wait, 2017? That's weird.
I think it was a TV show.
Oh, okay. He's also in War Machine in 2017 and Vice Principals from 2016 to 2017.
Cool. Yeah. And then also in this movie is the one and only Netflix person. Noah Centineo plays Jamie, who's like, you know, the hot jock that is in every movie. And his known fours are The Fosters from 2015 to 2018, To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which is so much better than this movie. So, like, go watch it. Abraham and Sarah, the film musical, I've never heard of it, from 2014, and this movie, Sierra Burgess, is a loser. So, just, like, quickly, I need to say, like, it's really deeply annoying to me that Netflix can't find, like, more hot guys to give us. Like, it's just rude that we only get one, and, like, they won't cast anyone else in anything that they're doing. I'm sure that there are 1,000 Noah Centineos in an audition room all across Los Angeles, and like it just makes me really mad that like we don't get more of them.
So I have a theory about this. I think that he probably signed a several movie contract with Netflix.
Ooh.
So that's why he's in all of them. I think when they probably like auditioned him for like a type role, like the Jamie kind of role, like, and they had like slated movies that they knew they were going to be producing. I think he probably signed a multi-movie deal.
Yeah. But I mean,
that's what I would guess is why he's in all these movies.
Okay. So like this could be the dude from The Kissing Booth and I'm glad that it's not. Like,
yeah.
I'm really glad. But I will say like Netflix loves, as someone who watches a lot of like Netflix originals, they love casting the same people and everything. Like I was watching The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society, which is the name of a movie, believe it or not. And it had like one of the guys from The Crown and it had the guy from Set It Up and it had like all of these other people that are like in other things. And like Shannon Purser, for example, she's in Stranger Things, and Riverdale's not really a Netflix original, but it's like on Netflix in Canada, I think, so it kind of counts.
Yeah, I think I think the Riverdale EP people have like something to do with Stranger Things too, and Well, and also with the show that's coming up with the Sabrina. I think that's with Netflix. Like, I think all those people definitely, I think Netflix is more so than other networks that they like to work with the same people all the time. Like, I think once they get in, like, basically comfort zones with people it's weird, but I feel like you can kind of tell that, like, they work with the same directors, they work with the same... Yeah. Like, all these movies are very similar, you know? Like,
yeah,
they
that's one...
They do, like, chunks of stuff at one time, and, like, they'll put out a bunch of weird documentaries at one time, and then they'll put out a bunch of, like, these rom-coms at one time. Mm-hmm. But, like, they definitely like to, like, do everything in, like, chunks together.
Yeah. Netflix, like, loves giving people things that they're comfortable with because, like, so many people use Netflix as a comfort, but they just, like, they really test things, like, into the ground. Like, they probably screen tested, like, Noah Centineo and were like, oh, this screen tests well in, like, a romantic comedy, so, like, let's put him in everything. And it doesn't test well
and then
me.
They wrote
it's
him a six-movie deal, and they're like, all right, here we go. Like, this is what's gonna work.
Yeah.
But I think also they Netflix and, like,
he's also in The Fosters,
I'm sure,
is on Netflix.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what's interesting about it is because Netflix and like Hulu don't operate in the same way financially as like a regular network does. So Netflix is like operating
so
on
debt.
$0.
Yes.
Yeah, they're in huge amounts of debt. So like I think it might be in their best, like, financial interest to be like, okay, this nobody kid, we're going to put him in 6 movies. So he's going to get a break, cheap. You know? Yeah, exactly.
Probably. We're gonna get, I don't know,
so
but...
So he's going to... But, like, he'll blow up, but he's going to make the same thing for 6 movies, you know? Yeah. Like, he has a contract. So that's what I'm thinking. It's like, oh, well, he'll get a break, but, you know, we have him for these first 6 movies, and he's dirt cheap.
Yeah, I think, I'm going, like, to look at what, what he's, like, in upcoming on his IMDb, but, yeah.
But yeah, I think it's interesting the way that, like, Netflix, and I'm sure Hulu's the same way, like, operate, like, kind of, they make, like, different financial-esque decisions where, like, CBS or NBC would never do stuff like that. They're like, we'll pay anything for anybody, and, like, Netflix definitely doesn't do that.
Yeah. Oh, he's in an upcoming movie with Camila Mendes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so right. He's the last relevant cast member. That's fine.
Yeah. So just a few pieces of trivia. The movie is based loosely on the 1897 French play Cyrano de Bergerac by Edmond Rostand.
I don't know her.
I never think it's heard a guy. I think Edmond is a guy. But,
no, oh my God, Olivia.
There's been, like...
You can't say I don't know him. You have to say I don't know her.
Why?
Oh my God. Okay, I'll send you the GIF. Move on.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? Okay. So Noah says he relates to Jamie more than Peter Kavinsky from To All the Boys I've Loved Before. He was quoted to Entertainment Tonight saying, if I'm in an environment or circumstance that calls for, like, a Peter, like, ego-aggressive-er mentality to come out, then sure. But in my day-to-day, most of the time, I stick to Jamie. He's definitely goofy. He's got his dope friends, and they're super conscious. I like him. So, like, would they be unconscious also?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand,
like,
what
Jamie's
super conscious,
like, the obviously
means. Like,
better person too. So it's like, oh, good for you. Oh, you're a Jamie. Yeah, sure. Like, they're like, okay. I don't know. Like, you're picking between, like, a guy who's, like, a really nice, like, outgoing guy and, like, kind of a douchebag. So, like, obviously, if he said he was a Peter Kavinsky, that would be really sad.
Peter's, like, not that bad. Okay.
But.
I need to stick to this super conscious really quickly. I need to just stay here for a second because I don't understand, like, can they tell that Dan is actually a superhero in another life? Like, that he's a Power Ranger? And I also, I don't know, maybe his friends are secretly out of the Incredibles universe and they're, like, super conscious. You never know.
Well, and he says, like, you know, Jamie's got his dope friends and they're super conscious. Like, okay, so they're dope and
they're just
conscious.
Nerds.
Like, that's like, but it's like such a weird way to describe people. Like, okay, like.
Yeah, I don't know. Another similarity that he has to Jamie is that he sexts random girls, which I went there. Just had to put that out.
But do we
there.
Know how random the girl is? Like, do we know if, like.
We don't, but actually... I think pretty darn random.
I mean,
I think random
people.
Enough.
It's like, come on, you know, our shilling. So some plugs. Go to tbcamp.com for everything you need to know about our show. There you will also find a link to our Redbubble store where you can buy stuff to support our show financially. Charity starts at home.
I love
and
stuff.
While you're, yeah, like stuff. Like, it's like stickers and stuff, but I mean, like, it's stuff. While you're listening to this podcast, scroll to the bottom of your Apple Podcast app and give us 5 stars. It's that easy. And if you really love us, you can go the extra mile and leave us a review. We appreciate it.
Yes,
also,
we do.
Be sure to talk about the podcast to anyone that will listen, friends, parents, colleagues, the person in the bathroom stall next to you, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever. Spread the word of TBT like you would Jesus Christ, or you would a fake phone number to all the random guys that hit on you. God, yes. What would that be like? And if you have anything you want to share or comment with us about the show, you can email us directly at tbtamp@gmail.com or slide into our DMs on Instagram at tbtamp. You can follow me, Olivia, on Instagram and Twitter at MacIsCheesy. M-A-C-K is cheesy.
And you can find me at Miranda Johnson, MIRANDAJOHNZON. I also missed my cue there because I was looking at the iTunes review situation, and we did get another 5-star rating, which is so exciting. So we have 20 now. We have a solid 20.
Oh my god.
So thanks, guys.
Yeah, keep them coming. We need to, like, get to, like, a million. Well, no, not a million. I think, like, 100.
I mean, that's an achievable goal.
Really cool. 100? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get into the plot here, please.
Go for it.
Okay. So, Sierra Burgess is a perfectly normal-looking teenager who is much more literarily sophisticated than the average high schooler. Aren't we all? Veronica is the standard pretty and popular mean girl at the school. In the bathroom at school, Veronica calls Sierra Frodo, which is not nice, and Sierra corrects her and says that her reference is clearly meant to be Quasimodo. That's the TBT right there to The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Later that day, Sierra meets with a guidance counselor who tells her that unless she has some sort of social media movement under her belt or something like that, she appears as pretty much an average student and probably won't be able to get into Stanford, which is her dream school, and her father's alma mater. And then we also learn that her father's a little bit famous. He's like a cool author thing. And I don't really understand why this movie completely forgets the element of nepotism that we deal with every day in everyday life.
But, like, what was the point of her dad being a... Like, I felt like that was just something that, like, somebody... It was so pointless and, like, had nothing to do with, like, the plot development of the movie. We're just, like, gonna kind of make her dad famous. Like, it was so weird. The whole time I'm just like, okay, what's this gonna have to do with anything? And it didn't.
I don't know if they, like, cut out, like, bits with her parents, but it was very weird that, like, her mom was this weird, like, inspirational
speaker. Yeah, you would think, like, that would pop up more.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's supposed to be, like, a motivational speaker, and, like, they never talk about that, which is, like, super weird. And, like, they have these weird, like, scenes with her, with, like, her dad's book, and, you know, her teacher talks about her dad. Like, they reference that her dad is a writer and an author several times, but then, like, never do anything with it. Like, they, like, make several throwaway comments that it's just, like, Why did you need to make a point to say that? And, like, there's, like, a whole scene of her, like, with her dad's book, and it's just, like, that's it. Like, it's just her sitting with the book. It's like, what the fuck was the point of that?
I feel like they must have just cut something out, but it's weird that,
I think the editing was probably weird for this movie.
Yeah, it wasn't, it was, there was some weird things about it, but, like, one of those weird throwaway comments was the guidance counselor saying that she should co-write a book with her dad, and, like, that would be a good way to get into Stanford. And, like, that's a great idea. Like, that's an amazing idea. But that's way easier than, like, joining the men's track team.
Is it? Authoring a book is hard.
No, but, like, her dad just does the whole thing and then puts her name on it. Like, that's...
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. It's like, but does anybody really want to read some high school girl's book that she co-wrote with her dad? Like,
no,
again,
that's
there's
fine.
Nothing compelling about that either, you know? Like, it's a good idea for her to get into Stanford, but it's, like, not compelling at all whatsoever. Like,
no, but that's, like, the whole point. The entire point of the book is for her to get into Stanford.
Yeah, this movie just, like, gives me weird feelings, and I don't understand it.
It's okay.
Like, I've never felt so, like, actively indifferent about something in my entire life. Like... It's, like, I don't hate it, but I don't like it at all. Like, it's, like, so, like, it is so Melvitose. Like, it's just, like, everything about this movie, it's,
what
like...
What is that word that you keep using? Like, Melvitose? I've never heard that word.
Google Melvitose. Yeah. It's just, like, it's, like, a cracker. Melvitose is a cracker. It's, like, white,
okay, but
thin...
I think the word that you're thinking of is Milquetoast.
No, I think it's Melvitose. Melvitose is a thing.
It is a thing, but I don't think it's, like, an adjective.
Yeah, but, like, Melba toast is, like, a type of... It's, like, yeah, Melba toast. It's a thing. Yeah, it's a box. Melba.
Yeah, but,
Melba
like, the
toast.
Definition is, like, a very thin, crisp toast. I think you're talking about milk toast, which is
M-I-L-Q-U-E-toast. No, I'm definitely talking about Melba toast because... my mom used to eat them all the time, and it was I actually think they're, like, really low carb. And my mom used to eat them all the time, and they're, like, the plain... they're just the plainest
sure, but
thing
but no one knows what you're talking
eat.
About when you say
well,
that.
Sorry. I'm making Melba toast a thing, damn it.
Okay.
But yeah, they're like, it's like the
plainest. They're definitely not low carb, by the way.
Well, she used to eat them for some, like, she like ate them constantly for like a big chunk of my life. And I'm just like, what is the appeal? She used to put butter on them, which was really gross too. It's like putting butter on a saltine, but there's like no salt on them. You know, it's like, they're like the most meh thing you can possibly eat. And like, it's, that's what this movie, it's like, it almost angers me how indifferent I feel about it. Like,
great.
It's just meh, the whole thing.
So you're almost so indifferent that you're angry.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I want to feel something, but I don't, you know? Like, every time I'm, like, close to being, like, feeling some one way or the other, it's just like, no, it just fails, you know?
Oh, my God.
Specifically, this guidance counselor is, like, what the fuck did she, like, why, what side of the bed did she wake up on? She's the worst. Like, talk about she's dream crusher. She's not realistic.
I don't know. I kind of get it, but she is a little rude.
But, like, and then it was worse later. It was worse later in the movie. But, like, I just need to say, like,
we'll get there.
She's the biggest dream crusher I've ever seen in my life. And, like, but she's also, like, mean to this girl who's, like, just trying to get into a good school.
Yeah, but she, I don't know. I mean, I feel like at a certain point, like, being a high school guidance counselor must be literally the worst job, because you're just dealing with, like, these annoying kids who, like, think they're way cooler than they actually are. And I don't know, I kind of get, like, her wanting to, like, knock some sense into her.
Well, but she's, but, like, super active in stuff, though, you know? Like, she does do stuff. I don't know, like, I thought...
She has, like, good grades, got a good SAT score, and does, like, debate. Like, that's
she
not...
She had an almost perfect SAT score, and she was in band. But she had an almost perfect SAT score. That's, like, really good. And, you know, and she had really good grades.
I feel like that's not enough anymore. Like, not for Stanford.
If your parents a famous legacy, I think so. But
no,
but
I don't. I truly don't think it is. Like, it's not.
I just think that she, I, like, that whole thing, like, kind of like, well, and then she starts getting involved in, like, because this guidance counselor tells her she needs to do something interesting and special, she starts getting involved, and this is a part of the plot going forward, she starts getting involved in all these, like, weird extracurricular activities that, like, make no sense, and she has, like, no passion for or anything like that. And I think the whole point of this uniqueness thing isn't to, like, have a weird hobby. It's, you know, to be, like, passionate about something that makes you, like, special. You have to basically be special in a world where no one's special. And I don't
get, but like, I think, like, that's the main thing about this is, like, she's not special.
The track thing I thought was actually a hilarious idea. But, like, the trash and stuff like that, like, I don't know. It was weird. It was weird.
I don't know. I just think, like, if you can benefit from nepotism, like, benefit
exactly.
from nepotism.
Exactly.
You know?
I would have, like, definitely. Well, and, like, depending on how much, like, her dad's donated. If, like, her dad's a huge donor to Stanford, I mean, I think that nepotism
I don't
can
think
play
he
a big
is.
Part. Yeah.
Like, he's an author. He's not rolling in it that much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Anyway.
All right. So, oh, yeah, and just a note on the costuming. Whoever did the costuming for Sierra, it's a joke. Nothing fits her properly. I've said it before. She wears, like, the weirdest stuff, like, lots of sweaters that don't fit her.
Yeah, but I think that's on purpose. Like, I don't think that's not, like, a mistake. Like, they didn't do that on accident. They did that on purpose to make her look, like, as big of a nerd as possible.
Yeah, but it was just, like, I don't know. Like, it makes it almost, like, believable. Like, yeah, because it's like, yeah. Just because you're a nerd doesn't mean you, like, don't wear clothes that fit you, you know? And, like, her, she's obviously wealthy. Like, they literally look like Goodwill clothes. Like, I would assume she, like, got hand-me-downs, because they don't, like, they're just, like, she had, like, sweaters that, like, went halfway down her butt, and then the next one would be, like, almost a crop top. I'm just like, this poor child does not know what a sweater fit. Like, one day she's gonna get a sweater that fits, and it's gonna click.
Yeah, sweater and jeans. Those jeans were making me so upset.
Yes, like, they sat, like, in such a weird place on her hips. I'm just like, once I started getting into looking at
skinny jeans.
Yeah, I'm just like, why are they so big in the legs, and they're so big, like, in the hips too? Like, they were just, like, three sizes too large, but yet they weren't falling down. Like, it was so weird.
Yeah.
I didn't understand.
Weird.
Yeah, I had so many issues with that. But yeah, so anyway, moving forward, at the local diner, Jamie, a hot guy from the rival high school, approaches Veronica asking for her number, and she gives him Sierra's instead because she's way more into Spence, the college guy who is talking to a high schooler. Reed, total loser. And we find out that he is indeed. Jamie proceeds to text Sierra all night, thinking she is actually Veronica. Sierra tells her best friend Dan during band class the next day at school, and he correctly warns her of the dangers of catfishing, but she continues to text Jamie anyway. Really, Dan is the voice of reason in this whole thing. She eventually discovers that Jamie believes he is talking to Veronica, but she is determined to somehow make it work between them. I think, like, this is where it starts to get ridiculous, too. Because it's like, then you're pulling in another person. It's just, oh my God, it's such a disaster.
Well, yeah, that's very soon for this to get ridiculous,
too. Yeah, it was just like, oh geez, we're just going to keep going. Like,
I don't know. I, like, it's very weird because she's, like, texting him a bunch and she was like, oh, I was texting him too much. And, like, she just has the picture of him, like, out on her band music stand. And I'm like, yeah. Anyone can see that. People probably know this guy. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you do that?
Well, and, like, I loved how Dan has, like, literally everyone's reaction. Like, no, that there's a name for that. It's called catfishing. You need to stop.
Yeah.
Like, tell him who you really are.
And typically the dangers of catfishing are, like, being the victim of a catfish. Like,
oh, yeah.
The dangers of catfishing aren't usually being the person doing the catfishing.
Well, and I loved, like, their little, like, conversation with, he's like, I'm pretty sure it's illegal. And she's like, well, you know, technology and the law, like, are never, like, in sync, so I'm sure that hasn't passed yet, so I'm pretty good.
Oh,
also,
God.
You know, it's like, you're under 18, what's, live it up while you can.
Oh my God, okay. However, being under 18, he sends a shirtless picture to her, and it's really funny, because they show him, like, doing this, and it's kind of adorable, like, him, like, alone in his room, like, taking this dumb picture, and
oh, yeah.
He's still wearing these, like, ugly tube socks. He just, like, crops it out, and I thought that was so, like, funny and real that, like, of course, he's only, like, dealing with, like, the part that she can see. He's only, like, doing push-ups and stuff.
Well, and
he's
I love
not,
that
like,
he's
taking off his tube socks.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love that he's also, like, the quarterback of the football team, but he's not, like, ripped, you know? Like, he's just, like, a normal human being, which, like, made me happy.
Yeah.
Like, he's hot, for sure, but, like, he's hot in the face, like, and I'm sure he has a great body, like, and he's fine, but, like, he's not, like, has, like, a six-pack and all that, like, you would kind of assume and that they would portray it as. He's just, like, a normal human being, which is nice. Like, you can be
yeah.
the quarterback of the football team and not have, like, countable abs.
Yeah, no, not. And then there's also, like, sort of like I talked about earlier, there's this, like, annoying scene that was, like, so cliche, and I'm like, how did you, like, not tell us who the parents were, really, but you, like, leave in this dumb scene of, like, them looking at the magazines and, like, her being like, oh, I'm like, I didn't know I had to look like that. Like, oh, I'm sorry that you just randomly woke up in the year 2018 and, like, now you're feeling this way. But I just found this, like, completely unbelievable and, like, unrealistic and cliche, and it bothered me.
Yeah, I was kind of confused with why were she and Dan cutting out pictures from magazines?
I don't know.
Like,
I didn't understand that either.
I initially thought, I'm like, is she going to try to, like, does he think he doesn't know what the girl he's texting looks like? Like, is she going to try to use these models as, like, and pretend that she is this model? Like, basically, like,
she's making, like, a vision board?
Yeah, like, sending him, like, well, is she, like, going to, like, lay out these cutouts and, like, be like, oh, this is me, and it's, like, a picture from a magazine? Like, I'm like, what are they doing? And, like it had,
yeah.
Is this a report? Like, it was so weird. It was, like, the weirdest scene.
Really weird. I will say, like, about the fashion, something that I, like, noticed, because I watched this movie, like, 1.5 times, like, I got halfway through it, because I originally watched it, like, not thinking that we were going to do this, and then I was like, oh, I should probably watch it again and, like, actually pay attention. In the background of this scene, also, like, she has this outfit set out, like, hung up on her wall that's a lot cuter than the stuff that she was wearing, and I was like, that's definitely kind of deep, because there was definitely, like, stuff in high school that, like, like I wanted to wear, but and I like owned.
Oh yeah,
but
for I just sure.
Because I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, like I could put together a killer outfit, just, but like I'm not gonna wear it.
Yeah, she definitely dresses that way because it like makes her invisible and like keeps her in her comfort zone. Like aside from literally like physical comfort, from like just being comfortable in like no one's gonna look at me. Like I don't have to deal with any of this.
I had a friend. Like she went through this phase before I really knew her, but my friend, like she's a part of our group, and every once in a while they'll be like, oh yeah, remember when our friend, I don't want to say what her name is, but don't you remember when Lala used to wear sweatshirts to school every day, and she would literally wear these like giant baggy hoodies, and she wasn't like heavy or anything, like she just like didn't feel comfortable in her own skin, and she like wore like men's double XL hoodies to school every day, and they're like, it was so weird, but like thank God she grew out of it.
Yeah, but I think like that's another reason why this movie is kind of a TBT. Like it keeps bringing up us being like, oh my God, I remember like feeling similarly to this, like things like that. Like we keep sort of having these little like anecdotes and stuff that are like, oh, this was kind of how it actually was for us. And I think like that's another reason why this is a TBT, because I can already like, I can already sense the text messages that I'm going to get from Bailey. Like, why did you guys talk about this movie? Like, this isn't a TBT. And I'm like, it is. It feels like it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, and like, I like that they're telling her story. Like, I like that they're telling like a normal person's story, you know, but I just wish somebody else was doing it, or like the story wasn't like the like actual like premise.
Someone who could actually act.
Well, and like the premise, the premises were like maybe better. Like I don't know. Like this, I'm sure the script is garbage. You know, like this isn't a great like screenplay.
Not good.
Yeah. So it's like, but I like the idea, like the main concept. Like we're gonna tell this the story from this point of view. It's just like tell a different story. Like don't tell this story.
Yeah. So, like, speaking of the script being really bad, there's a scene, like, in this part when they actually find out that Jamie thinks that he's talking to Veronica, and Jamie does this in, like, the weirdest way, where he's, like, talking to her and, like, talking to his brother at the same time. His brother's deaf, which is, like, very much, like, glazed over until a certain point.
Oh, yeah. Again, another thing
that was
that
weird,
is, like,
too.
Very... not something you standardly see in a movie, like a teenage rom-com movie, and like never really address that, like, which like you don't have to, like that he has like a brother with disabilities, but like he doesn't even like talk about, like I think a lot of times they put people with disabilities in movies to like kind of show like this is my experience, you know, like, and he never talks about it at all, like he's just like
no, they totally just use this deaf brother as a way to be like, oh, like look at how good of a person he is, and it's like, oh, he's being nice to his brother, like that's literally the bare minimum that anyone can do,
that,
but that's totally
sad.
What they're trying to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It was very weird.
Well, and like kind of like to garner sympathy for him, because like, oh, he has a brother with disabilities. It's like, well, he doesn't have the disabilities. He's still hot and like,
and he's nice to his brother. He like still has time for his brother. And it's
well,
like,
his brother's
well,
like
no
eight,
shit.
You know, like his it's not like his brother's like in high school with him or anything like that. Like his brother's like a child.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's hanging out with his brother, and there is a scene where they're like throwing popcorn at each other, and I was like, this is very reminiscent of To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Peter Kavinsky would never, because there's that scene when he like attacks Kitty and he like moves the popcorn out of the way so that it doesn't like get thrown everywhere. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you remember?
Oh yeah, no, I because you
okay, that
you,
was like an
I
iconic
really mentioned the
moment.
Popcorn, and then when I watched it, I'm like, oh my God, that was so nice, Peter.
Yeah. But in this one, he didn't move the popcorn, and I was like, that's weird. But in this scene, he texts her and, like, says, like, I know who you are. And, like, I don't understand, like, did she think that he was just texting an actual random person? Like, he wasn't texting someone that he actually knew? Like, I don't really understand how that worked.
Yeah, and that's why, like, with the magazine thing, like, I'm like, does she not know that he, like... She like for
he's
the first part
person.
She doesn't yeah
like,
she doesn't realize yeah she doesn't know who he thinks he's texting, she just knows it's not her, but it's like is she just gonna like throw up random pictures of models and be like, I'm one of these. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't
like, understand. That he has no clue who he's texting. Because it's like, he knows who he's texting. You don't know who he thinks he's texting. Like, you're the one who doesn't have the information. He, like, knows who he's, you know, like, he has seen this person before. It's so weird.
Like, she's book smart, but she is not that smart.
No.
Because she can't figure this out. And in that way, it's realistic, because teenagers are dumb. Okay, so moving on. Luckily, the next day, Veronica is experiencing being dumped by her college boyfriend, Spence, who doesn't get an R. Like, his name is just Spence.
Well, he's also, mentioned quite a bit in this movie to appear for 30 seconds.
Yes, literally 30 seconds.
He is a main character, though.
Randomly speak Mandarin and then leave. He's important. So, Sierra takes full advantage of Veronica's compromised emotional state to broker a deal to tutor her to appear smarter in order to win back her college boyfriend, Spence. She's trying to win back Spence. But although Sierra doesn't originally tell her, she hopes that in exchange for her tutoring assistance, Veronica will help Sierra win Jamie over. So, she figures out that it's Veronica, and she's like, I'm gonna use this because Veronica has problems.
Well, and why does Veronica just assume that the reason why Spence dumped her is because she's not smart? Because there's, from being, knowing...
I think he tells her that.
Oh, because, like...
I think he said at the end, when he's, like, talking to his friend, he said, oh, I made her think she's dumb, and that's why... Oh. And, like, that's why I think she's gonna put out tonight. Like, that's what he says.
Yeah, because, like, I can attest, like, the... thing, like, there's nothing a college freshman guy wants less than a smart girl. Like, that is not...
Yeah, especially when he's going to a high school to find it.
That was, like, I'm just like, what? Like, why would... What kind of college freshman guy wants a girl who talks about, like, Plato and Aristotle and stuff? Yeah, that was so random. But, yeah, this plan that Sierra is hatching is, like, so terribly thought out. Like, rather than just, like, tell Jamie what's going on, she wants to full-on bring another person into someone who openly hates her into this, like,
and it's
scheme.
Like, so mean.
Yeah, like, why would this girl not, like, bust her ass, you know? Like, I don't know, like, it's so risky. And, like, also for Jamie, it's like, okay, not only are you going, like, you're bringing more people into this. Like, how embarrassing, it's going to be embarrassing that he finds out that he didn't know who he was talking to in the first place. It's going to be even worse when he finds out, like, you brought more people in. Like, it's, you know, like, we made a show out of it kind of thing. Like, we, like, laughed about this.
We made a movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, it's like, we, I don't know. Like, it's only going, no one likes to be embarrassed in front of one person. It's only going to get exponentially worse the more people you add, you know? But yeah, at this point in the movie, I was so bored. This was when I stopped watching the first time. But I was so bored. I had a really big issue with the fact that neither of these girls are compelling. They're horrible people. I wasn't really sure. I more so even, like, because Veronica's, like, the classic mean girl. Like, she sucks, but, like, I get the point of her character. I'm not drawn to Sierra whatsoever at this point in the movie, and pretty much for the rest of the movie. It never happens.
I think that that's also probably because, like, Veronica actually gets more of an arc than Sierra does. Like, I feel like Sierra is not a different person at the end of the movie.
No,
and Veronica is, like, fully different.
Oh, yeah. And, like, Sierra has this, like, mean streak that, like, it just happens kind of out of nowhere. I know they try to, like, make some kind of build up to it, but it's really pretty much out of nowhere. So
yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, I also don't understand, like, in this movie, people are constantly taking photos of Veronica. Like, I don't know if you noticed this, but, like, at one point, Dan, is that his name? Like, Dan is, like, taking a photo of her, and, like, at another point, like, just people are constantly, like, taking photos of her. And, like, Spence later on when they're, like, in the car, I just didn't understand why, like, anytime this girl does anything, like, people are documenting it. I thought it was so weird.
Well, I also thought it was really funny that the guidance counselor initially suggests that, or asks if Sierra has some kind of, like, social media thing going on, like, if she has, like, basically what I took from it is, do you have a lot of followers on like a social media following? Yeah. And, like, a few scenes later when she's talking to Veronica, and that was why she wasn't going to be able to get into Stanford. And then she's talking to Veronica, and Veronica's like, oh yeah, I have shitty grades, but I have 20,000 Instagram followers. And I'm like, Veronica's getting into Stanford.
She follows zero people.
Oh yeah. Which was like amazing. That's like the coolest thing you can do on Instagram is follow zero people. I'm sorry. But, talk about interaction. Like your interaction rates are probably fantastic, but
ratio. Yeah.
Your ratios.
So like Veronica might have a lot of Veronica might have a lot of Instagram followers, but she does not have a lot of good one-liners. This line is, you've added crazy pills to your hormone pills when you really need diet pills. And like, that's literally one of the worst lines of dialogue I think I've ever heard.
Oh yeah, but who? But randomly, Dan has like the best dialogue. Like I laughed out loud several times at Dan's dialogue. I'm like, is he just improvising? Like that's kind. It was like out of place because it didn't fit in. Like he was so funny. I'm just like, okay, so is he improvising? And like the rest of this is just a shit script.
That could be. I honestly laughed out loud and like rewound when he said, "Where are the Sour Patch Parents?"
I
that's
like
so funny to me
when he is at the track with her and he starts running and like neither of them can get over the hurdle and he's like, "I'm saving you from yourself." It's just it's and then when he says, funny. "You know what looks really
she needed
good?"
Saving from herself.
Oh yeah, completely. And he also says later, there's like a throwaway line, but he's like, "Do you know what looks? You know what also stands out on a college on a college application? Schizophrenia." I'm like, oh my god, that is so funny.
I knew you would like that one.
Oh yeah, I was just like, okay,
so I was like, Olivia's gonna love this.
Oh yeah, it was amazing.
Just hilarious. But
The next day in class, another student delivers an amazing poem. Like this was also completely random and out of nowhere, but it was a really good scene.
Of this so weird
random girl. And Sierra is clearly intimidated by this girl's talent and uniqueness. She once again visits the world's worst guidance counselor, who tells her again that the four languages she speaks are not enough to get her into Stanford. Sierra continues to go to Veronica's house to tutor her and begins to see that her outward appearance at school is nothing like her home life. They slowly begin to warm up to each other, and Veronica takes selfies on Sierra's phone to send to Jamie to continue her catfish charade. He calls her that evening, and they talk for 4 hours under the guise of Veronica or Sierra being sick to explain her deeper voice, which he calls her fat voice, which is so. However,
I thought that was hilarious. He says like, "Oh, your voice sounds more full," and she says, "Are you calling my voice fat right now?"
But like,
I just thought it was hilarious.
I think it's my sister who said it before. She's like, you can tell when, like, on podcasts and stuff like that, she's like, you can tell somebody's, like, weight by their voice. Like, she's like,
I truly don't think that that's true.
I never thought it was true, but, came up in this movie, I'm like, maybe it's a thing, but.
I've been so surprised
by, like, radio people and stuff before, but she's like, I think, like, fat people have, like, a different voice. I'm like, I don't think that's true. Like, I don't think your fat, like, squishes your trachea or anything like that.
That's a little judgmental, but.
Yeah, well, that's her, so. Hi, Noelle.
Okay. Okay, but we didn't really talk much about, like, Veronica's home life. So Veronica, like, lives in this very small house, and, like, it's
like a condo,
filled with furniture.
Kind of duplex sort of thing.
Yeah, it's, like, some kind of condo situation, and, yeah, she has, like, Veronica, her mom, her two sisters, and, like, it's a very full, very noisy home. And I mean, there's nothing like super wrong with it. It's just weird that like, I guess Sierra is just judgmental. So she thinks it's weird that like she lives in a condo.
Well, it's not I don't feel like it's the condo that's the issue. It's that, it's weird. Her relationship with her mom is very strange. And like definitely strange.
It is the condo that she thinks is weird because when she pulls up that first time, she's like,
yeah, Sierra
what?
Thinks the condo is weird, but like,
yeah.
Walking in, I'd be like, why are these two, like, it kind of is implied that her twin little sisters are, like, constantly in some sort of, like, pageant or something. Like, her mom is a pageant mom through and through. And, like,
yeah.
I didn't totally get that, but okay. And like her mom's like always sewing like outfits for the girls and stuff, like it's really strange.
And her mom is also like a cheerleader mom, that she's like, oh, Veronica, like you can't stop cheerleading because then you'll get fat, essentially, is like what she says.
Yeah, well, and like your job in life is to get a husband. Like she flat out says that. She's yeah. like, oh, well, you're not going to go to college. You're going to get a husband. Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
And like her mom is played by Chrissy Metz. So her mom is like very overweight and like not conventionally attractive and like all that shit. So like it's like kind of a dichotomy that like all this stuff happened to her mom and now she like doesn't want it to happen to her kids, so she like overcompensates for everything.
Yeah, and it's also really interesting that that Veronica like has this like heavier set mom and that she like really goes in on Sierra's weight all the time. It's like, really? Like,
I don't know, because that's why Veronica like, I don't know. I like, that's the whole thing. It's like, it's they're overcompensating for it.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah,
definitely fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very, very sad. Also, Veronica has a dog named Brody, which was cool.
No, that was her sister's name. That was not her dog's name.
Oh, her sister's name was Brody?
Yes. 100%. Because she was like, Brody, get off the bed. And it was her sister that was on the bed. They didn't have a dog.
Oh, there was a dog barking in the kitchen. When they were in the kitchen, there was a dog barking too.
Okay, but yeah, it was the sister whose name was Brody, because I think like her mom later on was talking about Brody and like she was referencing her sister.
That's a strange name to just like give to a nobody character. You know, it's like, what?
Maybe she's named after Adam. You never know.
Probably.
But it's definitely not a female name. Like, Brody's not unisex. No,
like, it's a weird name to, like, throw away. It's a choice. Yeah, like, what? yeah, and also, like, she speaks four languages. That's really good. You know, like, it's...
Three and a half.
Yeah, okay. But she has, like, a pretty impressive resume. And, like, this guidance counselor is, like, you're not getting it. I'm like, I think there's definitely stuff you can fluff up your resume, but she has like a great foundation and like,
yeah.
Or like, rather than saying like, you're not going to Stanford, maybe be like, hey, here's other schools you should also consider along with Stanford. But like, set your goals high, you know, it's like, okay, if she doesn't get into Stanford, maybe like, hopefully this girl who's been working her ass off for 4 years goes to college still. You know, it's like this. Yeah, she's just like, yeah, there's 1 billion people who speak Mandarin. I'm like, I failed Mandarin in college and it was impossible. And it was terrible. And like the fact that like she speaks a bit of Mandarin as well as like what, French, Italian. And yeah,
which the French and Italian makes sense because she's in band, and I think when you're like in band, mm-hmm. generally you like want to speak Italian and French.
But I mean, it's just like, that's super impressive. Also, she plays an instrument. You know, it's like she has a really good foundation. Like, I mean, I was definitely not that. My resume was, or my like whatever, my application was not as good as hers, like nowhere close. And it's like, no, they treat her like she's garbage.
Also, I wouldn't have gotten into Stanford.
No, for sure, no. But like, they treat like this guidance counselor treats her like she is straight garbage, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, that would be so awful. Like, your guidance counselor is supposed to be the person who actually helps you get into school, not like tells you nothing you can possibly do is good enough.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe
I think
go try picking up trash
difficult.
At a park.
Sure, which she does. But she also, like, I think it must be difficult to be a high school guidance counselor because it's like you're giving advice to all of these kids who have, like, super bright futures and stuff. And then you're like, I'm a high school guidance counselor. You know what I mean? Also, I just need to say, drink every time Sierra rolls her eyes and you'll literally be dead very shortly. Like, she rolls her eyes so much.
And she, another like, thing rolls that they her do whole so head much, when she rolls her eyes, though.
It's very noticeable. And another thing that they do so much is they spend so much time doing homework. And it's like, chill out, y'all. Like, every time she texts Jamie, she's doing homework. Every time, like, Jamie gets a text, he's also doing homework. And it's like, stop. Like, chill out, watch some Netflix, like, live your life.
Yeah, I did zero homework in high school.
I also, one thing that I love that this movie did, which is, like, it's a short list, but I did love that there wasn't any voiceover for the text messages. I thought that was, like, a point in its favor.
But I couldn't see what they were texting. I wish they would have made them bigger, because, like, I couldn't. I'm, like, in my room, and it's on my TV. And,
I didn't,
like,
have that problem.
Could not see what they were saying. I'm like, okay.
I was watching on my laptop, and that's probably why I could see.
Yeah, because I'm like, I assume they're having flirty banter, but I don't know what they're talking about.
It, like, wasn't even. They kept, like, sending each other, like, random pictures
of
animals.
Oh, yeah, I saw, like, the zebra and, like, the elephant and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I saw that, but, like, when they were texting, like, throughout the movie, I felt like it was almost, like, I don't know, it's probably my vision, but, like, I thought it was, like, blurry. I'm like, I think I'm supposed to be able to see that.
We've had this conversation before. I think it might be your vision.
But, like, because, you know, they, like, hover over the phone with, like, the text message. But, like, it's still not, you know, it doesn't, like, take up the whole screen or anything like that. So it's like, okay, come on, this is too much.
No, but it was visible.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's too small.
So the next day at school, Sierra decides to try out for the boys' track team, which we've mentioned before, and she's doing this in order to boost her resume. And thank God, Dan decides to intervene and try out with her. After one lap, they both throw up all over the field, which was gross. Like, they showed it fully, so it was not good. They should have, like, a warning for that. I feel like a lot of people are, like, phobic of that, so I don't
know.
Well,
I feel like Dan yaks because Sierra, yes. Because he's, like, a good 30 seconds after her, and, like, it was amazing.
Yeah. So, that night, she plans to video chat with Jamie, which is a choice. And
yeah.
Because she's now friends with Veronica, which I actually really like. Like, I like their friendship. I think that they're both, like, way better people when they're friends.
Well, and I like it for Veronica, especially. Like, I feel like she's, like, a really good friend. Like, she 180s so quickly in this movie, and, like, I'm just like, why are you being so nice to this girl who, like, shits on you? You know, like, she's, like, really nice, and, like, I don't know. She, like the how she goes on the date. Like, she does a lot for this chick who, like,
yeah.
I mean,
I think that she feels like she can be herself because, like, Sierra, one, like, volunteers to help her, and then because she volunteers to help her, she, like, learns about her home life and all of this stuff, so she's like, oh, I guess I don't really have to keep up the charade. And also, she doesn't really care about what Sierra thinks of her in the first place. Like, she doesn't really mind if, like, Sierra sees the real her, because, like, why does it matter? Like, it matters a little bit more what her actual friends think of her.
But, like, even at this point, like, after they do the call, like, they're, like, taking pictures together. And, like, I feel like I really like how Veronica, even when they later for the party scene, like, Veronica's like, oh, I'm going to this party. Come with me. You know, like, she, like, doesn't give a shit who, you know, like, who he is or who she is.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, okay. So, Jamie video calls because essentially Sierra says that she can because she's now friends with Veronica, and Veronica, like, sits in front of the camera screen and, like, mouths the words while Sierra speaks from behind the camera in the background. And this definitely gave me John Tucker Must Die vibes when they're, like, doing the video call and they're, like, trying to tell her, like, what to say from behind. And there's another scene that gives me John Tucker Must Die vibes that I'll talk about in a second, but yeah, so, like, Veronica sits in front of the camera and, like, pretends, and then Jamie is so dumb that he thinks that, like, the video call is just out of sync, and that's why, which, I mean, I guess we can relate to.
Totally. But, like, just because half the time I watch TV shows that, like, the audio isn't synced, like, when they go up really quickly, a lot of times the audio, like, isn't synced up, and I'm just like, whatever.
You just get over it. Yeah. Like, I'm probably on Twitter anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not, like, I usually don't notice it. It starts out fine, and then, like, somewhere around, like, probably 30 minutes in, I don't know. Like, I don't notice it until there's maybe, like, 10 minutes left. I'm just like, I wonder how long it's been.
I think
like
it slowly gets worse.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Okay, so they get off the call quickly because he's like, oh, this is weird. Like, we'll try, have to try again, I guess. And they're so stoked that he actually believes them. Like, they're so excited, which is funny. And they clearly become friends. And, like, this experience really bonds them. And I don't know. I liked it. This is, like, the nice part when they're nice to each other.
Yeah, yeah, it was really cute. And I loved how, like, excited Veronica was that, like, this was... Like, it was cute that she's like, I want this to work for you, you know? Like, I want... Like, yeah. I really want to, like, help you get there with this,
she's,
you know?
She's, like, being a good friend.
Yeah, like, totally a good friend when, like, realistically, she's not friends with this chick. And, like, I don't know. It was... Yeah, it was really cute. I think Veronica's arc was pretty good considering... everything else.
She had one, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And like, that's more than you can say for Sierra.
For sure. So when Sierra calls Jamie later that night, he asks her out on a date the following evening. Sierra begs Veronica to go on the date for her, and she agrees. During the day, Dan introduces himself and Sierra to Jamie in the park, and she pretends to be deaf, just like his
so
little
dumb.
Brother.
Which she doesn't know. She doesn't know.
No, she doesn't know.
This.
But
it's just a very unfortunate coincidence.
Oh, yeah. And another hilarious line from Dan was, I mean, what are the odds that happened?
I definitely feel bad. I feel bad about, like, laughing at this part, though, because it's, like, not a cool way to represent deaf people in your content. Like, it's not really great.
But, like, it wasn't,
and
like,
it,
offensive.
It sucks that it's, like, used, like, as a joke. I believe that people have spoken out and said that it was definitely
well,
offensive.
Like, okay, but, like, everybody can find something offensive. Like, I didn't feel like they were, like, degrading to anybody. You know, like, the little brother.
Yeah, but actual deaf people have come out and said it was offensive, so.
But, like, I don't.
It doesn't matter how you feel.
Yeah, but. Like, okay, I mean, I didn't think anybody looked bad, you know? Like, okay, I understand,
no,
like,
but
you're
it just, like, they,
but...
they had a chance to do a lot more, and, like,
okay,
they
yeah,
just sort
no,
of
that
used
I totally
this
agree
guy
with. Yeah.
For a joke.
Well, and, like, with the whole fact that, like, he was there in the first place, like, the brother was there, it was, like, it was to make him look good, it was to make Jamie look good, and then also to, like, set up, be, like, the setup for a joke. Like, that's what, and I was gonna mention that earlier, it's, like, they have
yeah, but
this
it's
opportunity.
Also, like, it's also not cool to, like, use a deaf person to make a hearing person look good. Like, that's not cool either.
No, definitely not. But, like, it's just weird that, like, they didn't need for this little boy to be deaf. Like, it was just... It was his
yeah, it was
role
literally
in this
just
movie.
For this instance. Like, that
yeah,
was
it was,
reason.
Like, to set up a joke. Yeah, exactly. And I earlier I was thinking that. I'm like, literally they put this deaf boy in the movie to make a joke. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Which, it was funny, but because of Dan being funny. Like, it wasn't, like... Like, it's, like, you say, like, you deserve that kind of thing. Like, if you're going to pretend to be deaf, you deserve to look like an idiot because you don't actually know sign language. And I think it was hilarious that Dan basically pointed that out to her. Like, what of all the things, like, how conveniently this came back on you, you know?
Yeah.
I wish she wouldn't have gotten away with it. You know, like, I wish there would have been, like, a way to write that to where, like, she has to, like, she looks like an asshole, but, which she does.
I mean,
like,
she did, so.
Yeah.
We did hate her, so, yeah.
But on the date, on their date that evening, Sierra follows along after Veronica and Jamie with the initial plan to tell them the truth, but she chickens out, which
Ugh,
frustrates Veronica,
does.
I guess, like, because she has to go through this entire date now.
After
yeah,
like,
the movie,
she doesn't want to go on a date with him. She wants to go on a date with Spence.
Yeah, exactly. She's, like, very hung up on this Spence guy, and she's like, you were supposed to tell him I was just kind of, like, here to meet up with you to, like, smooth things over, and now I'm on a date with this
yeah.
dude. So after the movie, this is when shit gets fucking weird. there's an empty parking lot outside this movie theater. There's
empty.
One car. And Sierra is crawling around on the ground in this parking lot, in this empty parking lot, to continue to spy on Veronica and Jamie on their date. And when Jamie leans in to kiss Veronica, Veronica tells him to close his eyes, and then they keep covering up his eyes with their hands, and, like, it's cute that, like, Veronica's like, no, I want you to kiss him. Like, this is your guy. Like, I thought that notion was cute, but, like, the actual, the way execution. It happened was, yeah, the execution was weird and strange, and, like, I didn't like it.
And not okay. There was no consent there. So,
yeah,
like,
and Sierra kisses Jamie instead of Veronica. It was totally weird.
Yeah, I will say this is the other part that reminded me of John Tucker Must Die, when she's, like, crawling around, like, around the car, because I think it was, like, a Jeep, so it was very reminiscent of John Tucker. And,
like, she full-on rolls underneath his car. Like, what if
there's
he's
no
like,
way
oh,
he wouldn't have seen her. There's no way.
No way in hell he wouldn't have seen her.
I also, like how did she get to the car? Sneak up to a car in an empty parking lot.
That is how did she get there in the first place? Did she, like, walk, like, a mile around and, like, come up from the back? Like, it makes no sense. Yeah, and, like, again, like, she's not super thin and stealthy. She's, you know, herself. And, like, he almost steps on her. Like, he's, like,
yeah, like,
going
what if
around
he drove, like, a Toyota Corolla?
Yeah, well, he's, like, walking around the side of the car to, like, get something, and she, like, starts rolling under the car, and it's, like, he, like, almost steps on her. I'm, like, how the fuck would you not see this body rolling under your car? It was a lot.
I have no idea.
It was a weird
scene.
Maybe
much like you, he needs glasses.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, yeah, that was the weirdest scene. And, like, the fact that they're like, oh, yeah, I just pulled my hand away and, like, ducked out of the way fast enough. It's like, I think he saw that body just, like, dive to the ground behind you. Like, and Veronica, it doesn't help that Veronica's, like, maybe 90 pounds. So it's like, he sees her. We can see Sierra behind Veronica. Like, it's so weird. It's so strange.
So weird. But I will say, like, one of my favorite things about this, like, during this date at the movie theater, you think that, like, the first time you're watching it, you sort of think, like, oh, like, Veronica's probably going to start liking him, and, like, that's sort of the cliche thing that would happen, and it is good that Veronica, like, sticks to her guns and, like, is actually good person and, like, doesn't fall in love with this guy.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
She's already in love with somebody else.
Yeah, well, and, like, I like that. I love that about her, that she's just, like, no, he's your dude, you know? Like, I'm here to, like, I want this to work for you, you know? That's, like, such a good friend, you know? When, like, she could have been, like, oh, I'm hot, I can get this guy. He thinks it's me anyway, you know? And she's, like, no, I want it to work for you.
Yeah. During their chat outside the car, one of the things that Jamie asks her is, do you know what you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, imagine, like, actually being a senior in high school and, like, phrasing it to that extent.
Yeah, I don't think I, like, used the word grown up when I was a senior. I, like, assumed I was a grown up, which was not true, but
I feel like I use the word grown up more now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. In that, like, I don't want to be a grown-up, and people keep calling me a grown-up, and I don't want to be that. Like,
you were firmly a grown-up.
that's not true.
And another thing, there's, like, you know, some classic gaslighting here around the kiss that Jamie did not consent to, where she, like, gaslights him into thinking that he's crazy and that it actually was her that kissed him when he, like, knows that it wasn't.
Well, yeah, like, she, like, had her hand on, like, the back of his head. Like, again, their body types are different. Yeah, her hair's different. Like, when you kiss somebody, like, you feel their face, you know? And, like, there's a lot of extra skin on your face. Like, what the hell? You know, like, it's, yeah.
I don't think there's that much extra skin on your face.
I don't know. Like, I think Veronica's, like, a bony, tiny, itty-bitty person. So, like, if you have, like, if you're, like, touching her at all, I feel like she feels like she might break, kind of thing. And, like, that is not Sierra. Yeah. You know, it's, like, they're very different humans.
he was like, oh, why am I not getting sliced to pieces by this cheekbone? Like, he should have known.
Exactly, exactly. Why is her chin not, like, cutting into my trachea? Like,
the sharpest chin I have ever seen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, she's very beautiful, but, like, I don't know if she's, like, super traditionally beautiful either, which is fine. But, like,
I think she is.
She's, like, she's very, like, I would say she, what is, they always talk about in, like, America's Next Top Model, there's, like, catalog and, like, editorial. And I feel like she's very editorial, which, like, I don't feel like is always the standard hot girl. Like, she's definitely gorgeous, but she's hot. She's beautiful in, like, a different way than even, like, her popular friends. Like, she's very unique looking.
We've talked about this a little bit, but I can't tell if, like, I care about Veronica more because, A, she has a more compelling storyline, which is true. B, she's a better actress, also true. Mm-hmm. Or because society has conditioned me to care about pretty people. I just don't really know why I like her so much. It's probably, like, a combination of all of those things, but...
Well, and she's nice, too. Like, she, like, is genuinely nice.
Not at the beginning.
No, but what I'm saying, like, at this point in the movie, I'm, like... 100% team Veronica, because I'm like, she's like a nice, she's trying so hard to be like really nice, and like she's a genuinely good friend.
Or are we talking about this movie?
What?
Are we talking about Riverdale or are we talking about this movie? You're like, I'm genuinely team Veronica.
Oh, yeah. She's trying so hard to be just nice. Like, I'm like 100% on this chick's side, on Veronica's side. Like, I just feel like she's like a nice, she's like really turned a leaf. I love an underdog story.
Yeah. Okay, so Sierra and Veronica continue hanging out together, with Veronica inviting Sierra to go to a house party with her. Veronica's friends are not happy about this, and they keep reminding her that Sierra Burgess is a loser. Hey, that's the movie title. And while Sierra is mid-keg stand, because people are, like, being very nice to her, like, she does this one thing, and then, like, suddenly people are, like, talking to her and everything. So while she's doing a keg stand, great, Spence shows up at the party wanting to get back together with Veronica, and Veronica leaves to hook up with him in his car, but... Sierra, like, hears him say to her that, like, he only made Veronica feel dumb so that she would sleep with him, which is not great. And so she's, like, feeling guilty about this, but she also kind of doesn't really care. Like, she doesn't try that hard to, like, let Veronica know. She, like, tries to find her and then, I think, texts her, which I guess is as much as you can do. But Spence also, like, steals Veronica's phone, which is really gross.
And, like, takes a picture of them on it. Like, that was so weird.
Yeah. And you could tell that, like, Veronica was like, this is weird, too. But, like, she didn't care because it was Spence.
Yeah. It was, that scene was, like, really weird. And, like, I thought it was, like, going to go a different direction, too. And I was just like, wait, what the fuck is happening here? It
luckily
made me uncomfy.
It didn't.
Yeah. No, but, like, it still, like, gave me uncomfy vibes.
Yeah. And then Sierra's drunk ass somehow gets home, I don't know how, where she drunk dials Jamie, but she passes out before telling him her secret, which she thinks she did. And then the next morning, her parents lecture her about drinking and self-respect, ultimately grounding her. They're like, oh, you know those kids who, like, go out and go drinking? Like, they're the ones with no self-esteem. And it's like... I think this is, like, the most self-esteem Sierra has ever had.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was thinking that, like, all the cool kids in my high school drank, and I think they had plenty of self-esteem. Like, they could have a lot less self-esteem.
Yeah, I think they were fine.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. I think that's, like, what are you, like, a dare officer? Like, no, that's not true. Like,
yeah.
I don't think high school drinking and self-esteem.
You just, like, say that.
Like, it's not like she was drinking alone by herself. Like, that's not the kind of drinking we're talking about here, parents.
No. Yeah. And when Spence is telling Spence's friend, we don't have a name for Spence's friend, but Spence's friend, when he's saying, like, oh, I like made her think that she was dumb. His friend says, you are the master. I bow down to you, sir. And, like, that's actually probably an accurate piece of high school boy dialogue or, like, college freshman boy dialogue. But, like, what's he the master of? Like, statutory rape?
Yeah, like, you gaslighted this girl into thinking that she was stupid and that, like, cool. Like, you, like, tore this girl down. Like, cool. You made her feel like shit so she would sleep with you. Like, what the fuck? That's so, like, that's, like, so creepy. Like, surface level, it's so creepy. Like, beyond, like, not yeah. even delving into, like, how crazy that is. But, like, the fact that you would say those words and, like, somebody next to you would be proud of you or, like, that it's so weird and, like, gross. So gross.
Yeah, Spence is a durable.
Yeah, he's trash. He is straight trash.
Garbage.
The next day at school, Veronica all but collapses in Sierra's arms, distraught that Spence has dumped her once again, this time over direct message. Sierra tells Jamie that she wants to talk to him in person before the football game, but while she's waiting for him to meet her, to meet up with her, she sees him kissing Veronica. Upset...
Wait, what do you think, what did Jamie DM her on? Because if he DM'd her on Instagram, she wouldn't get it because she's not following anyone.
Oh, yeah, good point. I assumed it was Instagram, but maybe it was Twitter.
Yeah, I'm like, does she follow people on Twitter? I don't get it. But I don't. Yeah. I want to know what she DM'd him on. Because, like, if it was Facebook, you wouldn't call it a DM.
No, I think, yeah, just, like, Facebook message, yeah. Interesting. Upset, Sierra hacks into Veronica's Instagram, revealing to everyone that she was dumped by her boyfriend via DM. Not only does Veronica see this in the middle of the football game.
Her password is just Spence.
It was what? It was Spence. Oh my god. I didn't. Yeah, I was not paying that close attention. That's sad.
Yeah.
But. Okay, so this was my take on what happened. I didn't really. So the guy who put the picture on the scoreboard, was that Spence?
No, that was Sierra.
But, like, there was a guy
who, like... That was just a random guy that, like, she's probably been mean to, because she's mean to everyone.
Okay. Because that was weird. That's what, like, because everybody's like, you did this. It's like, yeah, she definitely put it on Instagram, but she didn't, like, project it on the scoreboard, you know? Like,
no.
That's, like, your parents see, like, you know, or potentially yeah. or whatever. Like, that was a different level. I'm glad.
So,
like, totally
what are you talking about here? Can you explain that? Because it's a little confusing.
Yes,
if anyone,
yes.
Like,
I just wanted to make
movie.
Sure I didn't, or like, forgot. completely say the wrong thing and then, like, have yeah. to backtrack. So Sierra hacks into Veronica's Instagram and she basically posts a picture that says that she was dumped by her boyfriend via DM. Not only does Veronica see this in the middle of the football game, but some asshole projects the picture of Spence and Veronica kissing onto the scoreboard with the words dumped over DM across it. And Jamie discovers that he's been catfished and wants nothing to do with either Veronica or Sierra. But he's, like, also mid-concussion when this happens. So, like, it's very, like, the worst way. And it was also, again, very she's the man.
I literally already forgot about his, like, concussion. Like, his injury. I already forgot about it.
Well, it was, like, the weirdest way to... Because he's, like, on the field, like... not, you know, like, barely coherent and, like, trying to process all, like, it's like, what? Come on, guys. Like, why would we do this now?
Yeah. So you couldn't tell at all that it was Veronica on the scoreboard screen, like, in the picture. They only knew it was her because everyone, like, had the context
saw
of, like, sending
it
around on their
yeah.
phones. But you could not tell, literally at all, that was Veronica.
Yeah, no. I think the only reason why they had the whole projecting it on the scoreboard was so Jamie would be able... Like, they had to have Jamie find out at that time, too. And he, like, yeah. wouldn't have his phone on him as a football player.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. But I don't think Jamie would have, like, recognized her.
Yeah, no. It wasn't, like, a clear picture. But I think, like... Because he was, like, standing there in awe, basically. Like, we're supposed to assume that he can see in the shadows of the darkness that, like, that's... Veronica.
Yeah, also that's like a really nice screen for a high school to have.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like this, yeah, it was pretty nice.
Yeah. It also just really annoys me that like Sierra has to get this mean because it's just like it's sort of the same thing with like Insatiable. Does like every fat character in TV and movies, like do they always have to be incredibly mean and vindictive? Like can't someone
like
once just be nice?
Yeah, but like also I, like, don't feel like this is, like, life-ruining, you know? Like,
no, it's
you
not.
Got dumped by this dude on in over direct... First of all, she could just get on her phone and delete the picture. Like, I get screen grabs up for it lasts forever, but like, I mean, cool, like some guy dumped you on DM, like, you know, I think it was more the like the betrayal of trust and stuff like that, and the fact that like she hacked into her Instagram was like kind of weird. I would never think a way to get back at somebody is to hack into their Instagram,
but like it's also embarrassing to Veronica because she like cares so much about the image that she portrays to all of these people, and like Sierra's the only one that's been able to like see into the whole thing, so it's like she's like betraying this image, and like now Veronica's gonna have to like work really hard to like build this image back up, or the image is like destroyed forever, because she's like, oh yeah, Veronica is also imperfect and like can get dumped over DM.
Yeah,
happens to the best of us.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean,
it's never happened. Thankfully,
I don't like. Yeah, I don't like communicate very much with anyone via Instagram direct message. But like, I mean, yeah, like, I wouldn't shock me. It's gonna happen. I'm sure. Like, yeah, I would almost rather be dumped via DM than like be ghosted. So I mean, whatever.
That's fair. He definitely could have ghosted her, but
yeah.
Anyway, okay. So, it seems as though Sierra has lost her two closest friends and her kind of boyfriend, because now she's not friends with Veronica, she's also not friends with Dan, and I really, truly keep forgetting Dan's name, and then her kind of boyfriend,
Seem like a Dan, like, they gave him, like, a weird name.
It's a boring name, too, like, there's nothing, I don't know, like, Dan, it's not, I don't know, it's forgettable, but, she also, what was I saying? Oh, and then she also, like, loses Jamie, obviously, because Jamie's like, you catfished me, like, I don't want to talk to you.
Which is, like, understandable. Like again, that. Back to the beginning of the movie, that's, like, very understandable reaction when, like, somebody catfishes you. Like, it's such a betrayal of trust that it's like, no. Like, everything, our entire relationship is based on a lie. Like, it's just a lie.
Have you ever been catfished?
No. Like, I don't, like, meet people I don't know online, though. Like, this was kind of a weird catfish situation. I feel like the standard catfish is, like, someone starts messaging you on Facebook, and, like, you... Yeah, like, that's not my... Like, I don't... No.
With the catfish, there's a little bit of, like, oh, how did this person fall for this? But, like, in this, it's fully... Like, it fully like makes sense
asked for her number, and she gave him, like, he thought she was getting her number. Well, and, I can't remember, go ahead.
Okay, so she submits a song rather than a poem for her creative writing class, like, project, I guess, thing. There's, like, this whole thing, she, like, needs to submit a poem, whatever. And her teacher is very impressed and, like, offers to write her a college letter of recommendation. But, like, this is so annoying. Her teacher explicitly tells her that she has to perform the poem in front of the class. And, like, the teacher doesn't make her do that. And, like, this teacher otherwise is
sends an MP3 file. But this part I hated.
Yeah, it was like, you literally said you can't do this. And then she did that. And there's, like, no consequences? Anyway. So Dan and Sierra reconcile, because of course they do, and Sierra sends Veronica her song as an apology, whatever. And then she also sings the song to her dad, which
would be so awkward. Like, if I came in and, like, said, hey, Dad, I'm gonna sing you this song, it would be, especially a slow song, maybe, like, a joke, it would be fine, but, like, he would be so uncomfortable. Like, that probably... If I ever want to, like, just really make my dad uncomfortable, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But, yeah, it's very, very weird. And then, like, her and her dad are also, they have a weird relationship where they, like, exclusively speak through literary quotes. And then, like, Sierra has to guess who he's quoting. That's, like, a weird game that they play.
It's weird to, like, have that many quotes memorized too. Like, is he just like releasing a quote book? Like, I don't know. It's like so weird. Best, like, why don't you just like
write other people's quotes?
Yeah, I think he probably has a large amount of his work plagiarized, but you know,
that's a theory. So Veronica also stands up to her mom, I don't remember, like, about what she stood up to her mom about, but she did.
Yeah, it was about, like, her dad who had left, and, like, her mom kept saying that her dad died, and he had actually, like, ran off with a younger girl. So she's like, stop saying that our dad is dead. Like, I'm sorry that this happened to you, but you can't, like, create basically your own narrative about it. Like, we need you to be strong and be, like, our mother, and you're not doing that for us, like, by pretending this man died, and, like, pretending you've been through this, like, tragedy of somebody dying when it was, you know, like, very different.
Yeah.
Which is, like, kind of a lot for a high school student to, like, grasp and, like, articulate to their parent, which obviously it's a movie, but, like, kind of a weird this was, like, a weird thing. Like, I didn't think she needed to fix things with her mom. It's like, so usually when, like, in movies like this, when they have shitty relationships with their parents, it's like, it's not gonna get better. Like, that's just gonna be.
And this, it seems to get better. So after that, Veronica goes over to Jamie's house. I don't know how she knows where he lives, but she does. And she tells him about, like, how good of a friend Sierra is and how good of a person she is. And he's just confused. But he ends up showing up at Sierra's house. Again, I don't know how he knows where she lives. And he, it's, like, on the night of the homecoming dance, and he, like, wants to take her to the dance, which is, like, annoying, and also, like, you don't go to this school, how do you have a ticket? Maybe Veronica had an extra ticket also, for Spence? I don't know.
The funniest thing was her sitting at dinner before homecoming. Like, she's sitting at her family dinner with her parents, like, in flannel button-up shirts, and she's in this, like, formal dress, and they're just, like, sitting eating green beans. I'm like, this is so strange.
Before you change, like, what's wrong with
you? Yeah, like, this is so awkward. Like, I feel like they're taking you to homecoming.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so he shows up at her house, and then he admits to her that she is exactly his type, and they kiss, which, no, she's not. She's a liar, whatever. And then at the dance, Veronica and Sierra hug it out, and all is forgiven, which is great, and they add Dan to their new best friend group. And that's the movie.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow. And, like, the song was weird. Like, and I, all these articles that I kept seeing online were like, oh, you know, what's her name? She did her own singing, and it's like,
I'm like, you okay. can tell.
Yeah, like, it's not great. Like, I wouldn't, like, I would assume so, you know? Like, it was, like, didn't really sound like her, but it was, like, kind of whiny, and, like, I was just, like, I don't love this song. Like, this isn't, like, it was just weird, because, like, all these articles are, like, yeah, she does her own singing, she does her own singing, and I'm, like, this is what we're talking about? Like, this, it's not, like, High School Musical or anything where, like, everybody's singing the whole time. It was just, like, weird one-off song that she has. It's, like, is she, like, putting this out as a single or something now?
God, ugh, I don't know. I hope not. I will say, though, there is a good Betty Who song that was, like, made for this movie. So, that's good. We did get an actual good song out of it. Yeah. That's the movie. Do you have any overall comments? How do you feel?
I mean, I feel like I've been consistently saying the same thing over and over about this movie. Like, it was just, like, it was fine to watch once, but, like, I definitely wouldn't, like, recommend somebody spend an hour and 45 minutes watching this. Like, I learned nothing. I got nowhere. Like, this was just, I don't know, it was so, like...
Yeah, I was really excited for this movie, and I was, like, I watched this movie the first time around in, like, peak conditions. Like, it was a Friday night. Like, I was chill as hell, like, at my parents' house in my bed, comfy.
You were, like, ready to love this movie.
Yeah, I was definitely ready to, like, fall in love with this movie, and I mean, I wasn't in the bathtub, and, like, that would really have been, like, peak, but I was just chilling, and I was, like, I was there. Like, I was very receptive. I watched the whole thing, which I never do. Like, if I don't like a movie, like, it's turning off in 5 minutes. Yeah, you wanted to like it. I was rooting for this movie. We were all rooting for this movie, and it just did not live up to the hype.
We were rooting for you.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, this looks interesting. Like, it was, like, another to all the boys I've loved before. I'm like, okay, cool. And the girl from Riverdale. Cool. But, like,
Yeah.
This is why she's not a main character on Riverdale. Like, Yeah, not that, like, that has the best acting in the world either, but it's like, Jesus, like, if you can't beat them, like, who can, like, maybe this isn't the industry for you. And, like, yeah, she...
It honestly, it made me be like, maybe I should go into acting, because, like, I feel like I could do a better job, and I would definitely get the roles that this girl gets.
Yeah, like, it was fine. Like, it was just fine. The script was terrible. Like, they weren't working with a lot. And I don't think you can ask for too much from, like, a Netflix rom-com, but, like, it would,
And I think it just,
like,
I think,
don't put it on my headline of my Netflix. If you're going to do a shit job, don't, like, put it everywhere and put, like, ads out for it.
I would love to know what the budget for this movie was. But also, like, Two Other Boys had a much better, like, what's the word that I'm looking for? A much better source material. And I don't think this did. I don't think this
Yeah, like, the screenplay was better.
So, it's not good. Like, ugh, whatever.
Yeah, like, if somebody, like, handed me the script or the screenplay, like, just, like, a screenplay for, like, both of these movies, you can tell instantly that, like, to all the boys, there's just more, like, the characters are more dynamic, the relationships are more interesting. It's not,
there's
like...
There's not as much of this, like, random attempts to flesh out the characters. Like, everything feels very purposeful.
Well, and I have no sympathy for, like, people who catfish other people. You know, it's like... Like, I have no sympathy for Sierra because, like, it was obviously a stupid decision from the jump, and she just kept making more and more dumb decisions. And, like, I almost, like, felt bad for Veronica because she's being drug into this, and she's like, this is, you know, like, it's like, as if I'm Veronica in that situation, I'm like, this is getting too weird, and, like, now I'm gonna look like a crazy person, too. You know, like, it was fun at first, but, like, now I've fully gone on a date with this guy, like, it's, like, it's weird. So,
he,
like,
knows who I am. He's probably talking about his friends.
Yeah, and, like, and he's, like, a good person on top of it. It's just, you know, which, like, that doesn't matter. But it's the thing, like, I think that's what is kind of hard to, like, get past with this movie. Is, like, not only is Sierra, like, not compelling as a character, but she's just, like, I don't feel anything for her. Like, I'm, like, you're making really dumb decisions. Like, this is really stupid. Stop.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was just like, this was dumb.
Get some help. And stop it.
Yeah. Like, you're making really poor decisions. And, like, of course this is going to come. Like, I think, who was I talking to? Oh, it was Caitlin before I like came into this. I was like, oh yeah, we were talking because she had watched it too. And I'm like, I knew within 5 minutes exactly what the entire plot line was going to be. Like, it was very obvious. Like, you know, it's very, she's the man, you know, it's going to be so, very similar to that. And,
I mean, I definitely thought that, like, if it was super cliche, it would have had Veronica actually falling in love with him and, like, not her just thinking that she did. But still, like, it could have been worse, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And if I had a friend who was, like, in this situation, like, if I would, like, and Dan was hilarious, but it was.
And Dan fully tried to get her out of that situation,
for sure. He's like,
too, by,
this
like,
is
trying
creepy.
To get her to forced to say.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, like, I would do the same way. I'm like, this is fucking creepy. Like, you need to stop. You're being a weirdo. Like, this is, there's no good thing. If you continue from here, nothing good is going to come of this. Like, I know you, like,
absolutely.
Really want it to, but nothing good can possibly ever come from this. Yeah. And, like, that's why I didn't like, because I'm like, this is a shit show. And if it's not a shit show, it's, like, then it's, like, even worse, you know?
Yeah.
It was bad. I mean... It was bad.
Okay.
It's not good.
Speaking of it was bad, who's your character to keep an eye on? Do you have one?
Dan, obviously.
Okay. Mine is
Dan's the best.
Mine's the English teacher.
Yeah, I liked her too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want her as a teacher though. She was kind of like not overbearing, but she was kind of a lot, which, like, they were
a
very talented class. Yeah, she cared a lot. And, like, sometimes, you know, you have those teachers that, like, are like that. And you're just like, can you, like, lay off for 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. What's your rating here?
I think I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 3. I think it could have been worse. But
yeah,
it was pretty,
like,
bad.
It could have been worse, but, like, I just...
It's a solid 2.5. Like, that feels right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. 2.5 feels perfect. Like, it's very middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lower middle.
Yes, exactly.
Because nothing gets a zero.
So far.
At least not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Okay.
Okay. So as always, go to tbtamp.com for anything you need to know about the show. You can also go to our Redbubble store from there. There's lots of stuff you can buy to support our show. We love you. Charity starts at home. Also, rate the podcast 5 stars. Scroll to the bottom of your Apple Podcast app. It's really that easy. You can leave us a rating or a review too. That would be great. And be sure to talk about our podcast with everyone. Spread the word. Word of mouth is the best, and it really gets committed listeners, and that's what we want. We want everybody to listen to our show and spread the word of TBT AMP like you would Jesus Christ, or you would a fake phone number to a random guy that hit on you in a diner. And if you have anything you want to share or comment with us about the show, you can email us at tbtamp@gmail.com or slide into our DMs on Instagram at TBTAMP. You can follow me on my personal Instagram or Twitter at Mac is Cheesy. That's M-A-C-K is Cheesy.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miranda Johnzon, M-A-R-A-N-D-A-J-O-H-N-Z-O-N.
See you on Tuesday.